Welcome back. We are at day one of the Creative Freelancer and the In-House Managers Conference have begun here at How Alive in Boston, where we have with us one of the speakers and one of our, you'll run into him in about a month on our podcast, Luke Micey. Luke, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What conference did you attend out of the two, or did you kind of do both of them while you're here?
I've done a couple of the sessions, but mainly I wanted to hear Ricardo tonight at In-House, and then I did a couple of the sessions at CFC.
Since we're going to talk to you, you know, at a little bit of length about what you're speaking about, I want to hear what is it that you enjoyed the most outside of hearing yourself talk at this conference so far?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I love is just the in-between time of conversations in the hallways. It's just amazing to hear where people are at and what they're doing and get to connect with so many other people. I'm a big fan of actually skipping sessions to be able to be out in the halls and meeting up with people. I think the sessions are great, but I'm real selective on which ones I go to because I want to make myself available to just have those random conversations and interactions with people.
No, I mean, that's the thing that you don't get. I mean, because they're going to put these on podcasts or something or sell these conferences of some sort, but you just, there's a vibe that you get by being here and meeting the people and self that you just can't replicate outside of it.
Well, and I guess it kind of depends on the person. I think some people are energized and inspired by hearing speakers. I'm energized by interacting with people. And so if I just sit session after session, I get burnt out by the end of a conference. But if I actually get to interact and have fun with people and get to meet people and get to carry on the relationships even beyond the conference, that's really where I get the energy and inspiration from. Even though some of the speakers are great, like you said, you can pick up the materials later. You can read about things. I'm not limited by the material that I have access to. We have more access to information and material than we ever had before, but I do love meeting people, and I think that's what a lot of these conferences are about. I wish they created actually more space for it.
Like this, I mean, this conference center is gigantic, and I think the more I start walking around it, the bigger I think it is. I mean, they could have probably fit in a room for that, but it'd be kind of weird to just be like, hey, hangout lounge, or how do you think they should do that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's hard about it, and I get it, is that you have the cost of getting people here. You know, people are paying to travel, and it's true of any conference, not just the How conference, but every conference I've ever gone to, in that people are paying travel, they're paying, you know, flights and expenses and all these things to get here, and you want to give them the absolute most while they're here. But I think a lot of people do get a lot more out of the in-between time than they realize, and I think the relationships they have. And this conference is really good with that. I mean, I've met a lot of really what I would consider friends now, even in just the 3 years that I've been coming.
No, and I think that's great advice for everyone. So we really appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And for you listeners, you'll hear that in about a month.
Yeah, Micey Mimosas in the morning.
Oh, man, we're going to be drinking Micey Mimosas all week. That for you listeners out there, the Micey Mimoso is Sunny D and Mad Dog. I'm trying to figure out the exact percentages to mix. I think it's a 2 liter of Sunny D and a 750 of Mad Dog, either orange or grape. You can go either way. I would prefer I think the grape is the preferred, but, you know, the Micey Mimoso orange with the double orange because of the Sunny D is also good. We were discussing this at length also with Nina Paper over lunch, and Jamie was wondering if they would separate because she thought the Sunny D would be pretty heavy, and I was thinking it might even give kind of a black and tan feel to it.
Well, we might just have to try and see. I mean, that's really the only next step at this point. We can't really, you know, say whether it's going to separate or not unless we actually get the ingredients and make Micey Mimosas.
This does need to be made.
Here. Maybe we get Steve Gordon over here and to talk about this.
All right, hold on. We're gonna see. Luke, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to see if we can grab Mr. Ridiculous himself. He's always hung up. He's always talking to people. This guy knows how to network. Until then, hey, John, we do have John. John Nielsen, how are you doing today over here, and which conference are you attending as an attendee?
I am doing fantastic today, and I've been attending the In-House exclusively.
Now, John is a disclosure out there. He used to work with me over at 1119 and has now moved to the big city of Chicago. And this is actually your first How conference?
Yeah, it is. I've attended other conferences, but never a design conference, and How being the first.
Even though you're only one day in, what have you kind of noticed the difference between like a design conference compared to another conference as being? What's the biggest thing that stood out to you?
Just the way everything relates directly back to what I'm dealing with, that like every minute there's some nugget you can take back and actually apply.
What is the session so far that you've seen that you think has inspired you the most?
Ricardo is pretty much awesome and really inspiring. I think it was David Baker, if I'm remembering the name right, who was like a consultant for in-house agency or in-house design groups. That
I think I saw him speak at the Creative Freelancer. Did he tell you that his presentation was going to be okay, but the content was going to be so amazing that you couldn't help but love him?
Absolutely, yeah, that was it. And he did not lie. It was pretty potent.
I found, very straightforward in his talking. This guy did not mix words at all. I found it entertaining. I also found it, I was like, I don't know if I'd necessarily like working with this guy, per se.
Right.
But he seemed to be backing up what he said by, I assume that he treats his clients like he told you he treated them.
Yeah, yeah. The guy seems like a total straight shooter. And somebody that wouldn't be just kind of filling us with nonsense and trying to inflate our egos or anything like that.
I think when he told us that he was smarter and richer than anyone in the room, he was not inflating your ego in any way.
Right. Yeah, that didn't do that so much. But it was awesome just to hear him kind of siding with us, even though you know he has the type of personality that he wouldn't feel any obligation to do so.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, you can tell that he's one of the keys to being a good speaker is coming out with an opinion and being strong about it. And he did that. I will not say, regardless if you like him or don't like him, he presented that way, and I got to commend that part of it.
Yeah, I think he also said he would fire people that raise their hands to a certain question. So yeah, definitely not trying to make friends necessarily, just trying to get a point across. It was pretty amazing.
All right, well, thank you, John, for stopping by, and we'll catch you at the Red Sox game here in a couple hours.
Oh, you bet. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be 110 or something. Yeah. It's going to be crazy, but we'll be back. Ben, have you been able to locate Steve Gordon yet?
I have located Steve Gordon. Whether or not he'll actually come over here, he looks like he's heavily engrossed in a conversation. Steve Gordon, we need you. Come on.
Steve Gordon, we got Steve Gordon here.
What up?
It's like we don't see you ever, so
that's
it's
why I didn't first even, time on the show.
I didn't even want to be on this thing.
I mean,
guys, can't we just talk about this at home?
We realize that we come to Boston. It's a great time to hang out with people that we only see every week.
It's just how awesome we are in Omaha. We come to Boston to meet our friends in Omaha. It's just how it goes.
And you've taken it to another level. You've brought a different ridiculous hat, your own branded hat, for every day of the week.
Different hat, different shirt, and different shoes, all ridiculously aimed, yes.
Okay. Your shoes are ridiculously aimed. I mean,
Two pair are, yeah.
Two pair, okay. So next year, I mean, two out of six or five.
Are you telling me I'm slacking?
I say that you've stepped it up, but I know that next year you'll take it one more level. I'm pretty sure of this.
Yeah, guaranteed. Next year, especially, do we know where it's at next year already?
There was rumor of San Fran.
I've heard rumors. If it's San Fran, I definitely will step the game up.
Is that like a shoe mecca there?
It's a little bit of a streetwear mecca. So I have some good people that I've been talking to out that way. Kim Nunley at InMySShortSleeve.com. Benny Gold and I talk occasionally on email and Twitters. And the streetwear community out in the San Fran area is really big and booming. So hopefully I have some inroads before the next conference, if it's there.
Right, and you've been, for the last 5 years, you've been doing something or another with this conference. What is it that you're working on with this conference now? Are you hosting a lunch, or what was it?
Yes, I will be prefecting or running the networking lunch, the official networking lunch for the HOW conference.
What day is that?
That is tomorrow, I want to say, at 12:15.
So probably about the time if you're listening to this podcast, about that time you're missing out on networking.
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, fail number one on networking. But I love the podcast, so you get a pass.
Okay, and if you're listening to it later, it's too bad.
Yeah, if you're listening to it later.
If you're somehow listening to it between whenever, maybe we told one person about this thing.
Hold tight. What are these?
Yeah, we're actually at the happy hour party, so there are people bringing around. Yeah, people are just bringing around food on trays.
Oh, you are so awesome. Forgot.
That's fantastic.
Did she tell you what it is?
Ricotta and something.
There you go.
Ricotta something. Things are coming around. Ben, we gotta go check out that bar line, and then we gotta get to Fenway.
The hour is happy, man. It's happy hour. Oh yeah, what time are we headed to Fenway?
We're gonna be there a little bit later because we gotta do some other stuff first.
What time does it start going down?
I think the game starts at 7.
It does.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that looks good.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We got to take off because this food's coming. We will see you tomorrow, where we report in from the next happy hour party, as it would be.